Welcome to Voices of Freedom.
Blog Talk Radio.
Great to have you here this morning. Just wanted to test that coffee there to see if it was ready for a drink, but it's still going to be a little bit. Hey, I got to tell you this morning, I've had a beautiful week. I've worked hard. I've gotten out to churches and met people, and man, it's just been good. And I love Saturday mornings because it's that time you kind of sit down and you just kind of, you know, you just kind of make it happen, or I don't even know what you want to say about it. But I want to talk to you about wisdom because I believe that some of the issues in our government, I believe some of the experiences that I've had in life, I believe some of the things that I've seen, that when I ask my first prayer request, let me back up here. I think my first prayer request as a child was somewhere I had heard that when Solomon had a chance to pray to God, that he prayed, God, of all the things, give me a wisdom and an understanding heart to deal with thy people. And when God heard that prayer, it moved God in such a way that God said, you know, because you've asked to be able to deal wisely with your people and because my people, and because you've asked, you know, for me to give you that wisdom, I'm just going to give it all to you. And, I mean, Solomon's renown, I mean, it was astounding what Solomon was. And, I mean, you know, people came from all over the world to see just what kind of wisdom that Solomon was going to have. And we'll probably get into one of the most famous episodes that Solomon had here in a little bit. But I just want to talk to you because what I'm getting is, you know, I'm 51 years old. I had this master plan. I was going to do all these great things. And, you know, here I am 51, you know. Now, I don't mean to take that away because I've got more than most people and I'm blessed and God's being good to me. But I'm sure the people sitting listening to this morning are the same way. I'm sure that you're sitting there and you're saying, man, I wish I had this, or I wish I could move this way, or I wish this could happen, or I could get that promotion, or this job, or this whatever, because it's sort of the way we're built is to be moving forward. But what I would hope that what I'm saying might help you is I look at the time frames of God. Now, we think it's taken forever for something to happen, but in God's master plan where time is no more, where time is no more, I think we're on to something fantastic. You see what I'm saying? Because in the reality of things, if I belong to Jesus Christ, we could go to Romans chapter 12 and we could say I'm a living sacrifice for Jesus Christ, and that would be true. But the other thing, if I've surrendered to Jesus, I'm already as good as in heaven with him. So whatever path God would choose for me to go through in this life, that's up to God, and I can't be unhappy about it because he has sealed me up to go to a place called heaven, and nobody in the world can get me from that hand of God. That ought to be about as exciting as we can make it. You know what I mean? As we can make it, that ought to be so exciting we can't stand it. How about that? Because God's master plan is such, he's delivered us to a way to where I don't have to worry about today. Because in the eternity of things, all this other stuff's going to pass away. I read over there, and it's either Revelation 20 or 21, where it talks about a new heaven and a new earth, because the first heaven and the first earth are passed away. That's power, folks. And if I get into wanting wisdom and I start to see that God gives that to men liberally, meaning he's not going to hold back on you. He wants to pour out the wisdom on you. And because he wants to pour out the wisdom on you, there is some fancy, or not fancy, but there is some blessings that you're going to have because you're going to have some insight that other people don't have. Now, granted, how does he get you to that wisdom? He might send you through and have some terrific failures in your life. He might send you through and you see some things you didn't want to see in life. But at the end of the day, when you sit down and you start adding up the experience ledger, You've got the experience, and now you've got the wisdom because God gave that to you, and he grew you into a position, and he got you from the milk to the meat to where he could make you what he wants you to be. Because there's not a one of us that got saved and came out preaching the next day. The only thing I could preach the day after I got saved was the story of my conversion. The story of me surrendering to Jesus Christ. It was the only story there was. Now, what does that mean? That means that you and I have a terrific opportunity to seek God's face. And because we do that, if he did this for Solomon, will he give me the riches of the world? Probably not. Because I can go on and read where Solomon ended up having a little bit of problems himself. But God has definitely given me ideas. He's definitely given me ways of doing things that others don't have. And I've got to be excited about that. I've got to be excited about the fact that I can look at something and I can see people that have way more degrees than me, people that are a whole lot prettier than me, people that are a whole lot everything more than old Lunsford here. But at the end of the day, there are experiences and there are things that Ralph Waldo Emerson had a quote for it. He said, "Each man I meet is my superior in some way, in that I learn of him." Now, that is great. Everybody I meet can contribute something to me, but Lunsford here brings something to the table because he started that prayer, I believe, 40-some years ago. I said, "Lord, let me have that wisdom and understanding that you let Solomon have." Now, did I subconsciously or maybe in the back of my mind say, "Boy, maybe he'll give me all the riches because I like money. I like to try to make it." You know what I'm saying? So was that in the back of my mind? Is that why it's been a slow process? But I don't know, because when I look through the Bible, man, it was a slow process. You think life wasn't slow for Jesus? Having to spend 33 years in this place and then being fully God and understanding where he probably had, well, he had to know where he had been. So he must really love us to want to spend 33 years suffering on this earth for us and with us. So if you suffered for 33 years, that's nothing. If Jesus let his own son, or God let his own son do that, why would I think that 33 years of suffering wouldn't be something in the cards for me? Cards may have been a bad analogy, but you get the point. So, let's look. One of the things that I think is important when I stop and look around at the things that are going on in the world, there's nobody that's in the world going to solve the problem, because a lot of people in the world don't see the problem, or they have enough means, financial means, or however you want to say it, to get above it or to pretend that we don't have a problem. So when you go to the city mission, like some of us at church did last night, and when you see people that are really struggling, and when you see people that you know that are family, that you went to school with, that are in the homeless line, and your heart's broken a little bit, that's a little bit of wisdom God's granting on you, because God's saying that could have been you. It could have easily have been you. But I'm telling you, in all the world, folks, this is where God is wanting to use us to a higher degree, but we just aren't following through like we should. Now, I hope and I pray that we can get into a position and be what God wants us to be. Now, how do I get there? What do I do? Well, the first thing is I'm not going to be able to expect any wisdom, anything from God other than survival until I surrender to Jesus and say, "Lord, I can't run this thing." And that's what my prayer was when I surrendered in March 1997. It wasn't that I've got it figured out, "Lord, now I need you." It wasn't that, "Hey, I've got all my problems out of my life, now everything's cool." My problem was, guess what, Lord? My problem was I figured it out. What you said from the beginning of time, what has been written in the Bible for thousands of years, I figured it out. And God's like, duh. You know, I had this thing figured out. If you'd have read it and you'd have stayed in church when you was a kid and come on up through your middle school and high school years, you'd be a whole lot further along on the wisdom train. But because your head is as hard as Chinese arithmetic, you took the long way around, Lunsford. So I'm going to use your hard-headedness. I'm going to use your ability to stick your head in a hornet's nest in a productive way. But I got to be honest with you, Lunsford. You're going to be like the Hebrew children. This should have been a 3-week journey for you, but it's going to be 40 years. Folks, I don't care what you say. That preaches right there. Why do I have the problems? Why do I do this? Why is this going wrong in my life? Why? The why is because we will not listen. We're disobedient. We don't have God in our lives, number one. We don't want to listen. We don't want God telling me what to do. But we don't realize all the blessings, all the storehouse of all the beauty of life he's going to turn loose on you if you do one thing, surrender. He's going to make me rich? Nope. Could he? Yeah. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what God's done for me. Now, it's taken me a few years. I didn't either. When I got saved, I knew I was on my way to heaven and hell was in the rearview mirror. And the point of hell being in the rearview mirror is the pressure's off your life when you surrender to God. Death has no more hold on you because whenever you close your eyes for the last time, you'll be absent from the body and present with the Lord. See, this thing, God's got this thing figured out, you see. God's got this thing figured out. What's God got figured out? He's the Alpha and Omega. He was there when it all started. He's there at the end. And guess what? Now, it might be a little too science fiction-y, but this keeps coming up in my mind year after year and day after day. I mean, is God is still where it all started. He's here with us today, and he's still where heaven is out there at the current time frame now. But guess what's going on in heaven? When we all get there, the time shall be no more. So it's a different ballgame. It's a different thing. Listen, God's time frame, whatever he wants to do, look at Moses, spent 40 years in the wilderness. Then he's called out to go back into Egypt. These people end up hating Moses, and then he gets them out, and then they're disobedient. And then Moses grows to such an extent as a follower of God that Moses makes a prayer one time and says, Father, let their sins be on me. And it's like, are you kidding me? You know? So what's the point of all this? God's master plan. It's to get us to a new heaven and a new earth, a place where there are no more tears, no more pain, no more sorrow. Don't you want to be there? Man, oh man. Don't you want to be there? I want to be there. I want the wisdom to be Jesus first in my campaign. I want the wisdom when somebody shows me a problem, I can show them a solution. And it's not so big to me that I'm going to show them something no one else can, but it's big to me because I know where that understanding came from, just like Daniel knew when he told about Nebuchadnezzar's dreams, just like Joseph knew when he told about Pharaoh's dreams, just like Moses knew when he was being, you know, stranded in the wilderness with a bunch of crazy, disobedient people. God's time, not my time. Man, oh man, I'd love to, wish I'd have recorded this. This would be something that my church might want to hear. I love it. Listen, the first prayer I ever prayed, I guarantee it was. Folks, I'm telling you what, the first prayer when I was a kid. Now, did God hear that? Because I wasn't saved. But let me leave you with this. I don't know where you're at today. But the first prayer God wants to hear from you today to change your life forever and ever is to pray to God and say, Lord, I got to surrender because you've got all the wisdom of the world and you'll give me some of it. All I've got to do is surrender down. folks, we ought to get just about excited on that. See where we're going with it? We ought to get a little bit excited in just knowing that. Lord, you got the master plan, and we're thankful to be in it. You created us in your likeness and your image. You're taking us where you are. We're always going to be with you. That ought to be about the most exciting thing we've ever heard. Lord, we love you. We thank you for saving us. We look forward to that relationship with you in a place called heaven someday. I know I can't wait to see what it's like. Have a great day. God bless.